my phone just to get out of bed. Get home every evening and history's repeating. Turning off my phone 'cause it's hurting my chest. Yeah.
And that was John Legend, Practice What You Preach. And I'm back in my own kind of little recording area where I had been evicted by the fire. But they've returned us all to the San Lorenzo Valley, or some of us anyway. So I'm here. This song you just heard was Practice What You Preach, by John Legend, and it's got quite a strong and, I thought, moving video. I suggest people check it out if they want to see that. Plus, I like the song. So before we continue with the Food Not Bombs interviews from day before yesterday, in this case that would be, Friday the 28th, I have been trying to get together an exchange of views and a critical analysis of arguments on both sides by those who are opposed to compulsory masking and have the feeling that the COVID pandemic, as it's described by authorities, is overblown or non-existent. You've probably heard this theory or this perspective by a number of people. They've been engaged in protests in Santa Cruz around this issue and in other cities. But unfortunately, I can't find what I thought was a Public Records Act request I got from Satya in response to her inquiry to Gail Newell. So what I'm left with at the moment, I've sent her an email requesting that I get a copy of that. Maybe I can get that for the next show. Here's what she writes. She wrote earlier last week. I had a great deal of trouble getting the information from Gail Newell and wondered why it was not being shared. All the people who died had other very serious health conditions. Two of those listed died of other causes, one a man in his mid-90s, one in his 70s. Of the five who died, supposedly because of COVID, one had leukemia and the other four had serious chronic health conditions, two persons in their 90s. She asks, why is so much fear being encouraged? Is anyone aware that the survival rate for COVID is 99.7%? Who is paying attention to this? Where is the evidence that there is any sort of emergency? Case numbers are meaningless if all of these people recover within a few weeks with mild to no symptoms. Consider the question why hydroxychloroquine and, I've got that name wrong, but you got the gist of it, and zinc, which have been nearly 100% effective in early treatment, being banned. And I haven't seen that stat, and that's something I suppose that should be looked at too. What could be the possible reason for this? This is a drug that has been approved by the FDA to treat malaria and has been safely used for 65 years, even for pregnant women and children. The two studies claiming harm were withdrawn as potentially lethal doses were given rather than the extremely low doses needed for effective treatment. Why would a vaccine be rushed to market in far too short a time for safety testing? This is, I guess he's talking about the new vaccine that's being tested, that had never been used and will permanently alter DNA. Who might profit from this? Please question what is happening. There is abundant research available. So she raises a series of questions. What really interests me, of course, is the documentation she has for each of these claims and concerns. And that is something that I believe probably her allies would be happy to, or the people that she's referred me to would be willing to present. And so who knows? If I can get together that kind of back and forth, I will. And that should be coming up, hopefully, although I can't promise anything, at a future show. Now let's turn to some more interviews at Food Not Bombs, day before yesterday, Friday the 28th.
Greta, I see you're giving out masks. How's it going? Are many people resistant to taking them, or is it easy to do? What's the story?
It seems to be okay. People are taking them and putting them on. Very few people want to resist, but I'm having a problem with the police.
And before we hear about Dredeye's problem with the police, which he's spoken of earlier in earlier interviews with him, the masks are a part of the both a sincere belief, I think, by Food Not Bombs employees that they do help stop the spread of COVID-19, and also that they are the basis for the threatened action by Martine Bernal to remove Food Not Bombs from its current site, or maybe entirely from the public space. There was a posting by Keith McHenry along with some photos of police coming to the area on Friday morning. That was about 4 or 5 hours before this audios that you're hearing now, these audios. But that was revealed to be actually not, although some threats were reportedly made, and you'll hear that, described by some of those who spoke with the police, that apparently as of Saturday evening, there had been no move on the people at the Food Not Bombs feeding station from 4 to 6 in the evening. They were there, and I spoke with Keith McHenry at that time. People who had been largely encamped in the far corner next to the Santa Cruz Community Credit Union wall, in that part of the parking lot, had moved their tents to the levee path, although I think Ben, the fellow whose car was taken and whose, in defense of whose car, Pirate, was arrested by a massive number of police and squad cars some months back and now faces either a September or October hearing. I think he talks about that a little bit in what you'll be hearing coming up. So people have been somewhat spooked by the police, as they usually are, guys with guns and radios, tasers and batons, and the whole force of the institutional prison system behind them are no laughing matter. And as Jacob Blake found out, they can shoot you dead. Of course, it helps to be black, I guess, and you're more likely to get more bullets, I suppose. But it can happen to anybody, and has, as you heard from the experience of Mr. Bell back in 2004 in Kenosha at the beginning of this netcast, or I guess we'll ultimately be out on a netcast. Anyway, this program. Anyway, here's some more.
Police are harassing me. They took my license. They've closed the court system. A cop told me today it's open, but it's only open for emergencies. I'm trying to get my license back. They threatened to take my car from me today and tow it, and I'll lose my house if they do that. So I'm having a problem. I really wish I had someone to help me on the computer, because I need a help my car fund, because I'm really having a lot of problems with the police, and I can't afford the fines they've given me, which are outrageous and stupid. And some of them are fines that aren't even. It's a bit much. And I need help to get through this.
How can people reach you if they want to?
You can get me on. I'm sorry. You can get me at TollyRandolph@gmail.com.
And spell Tolly Randolph for us.
TollyRandolph.
At
Gmail.
Gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Thank you. And again, we've been talking with
Randolph Tolly, or Dread Eye.
Sure enough. Thanks, and good luck with that, Dread Eye.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anything you want to add?
No. I really need someone who knows how to work with computers to help me do this, because I'm not illiterate, but I'm computer illiterate. I need help.
So I will put out the word the next time this goes out, which might be in the next few days. I'm an evacuee myself, so I don't have access to a computer
right
at the moment, other than somebody's laptop, which I occasionally use when it works.
Right.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
All right, man. What's your name, man?
Well, the name's irrelevant, but, like, you know, it's Mr.
Call yourself something.
Oh, no, Johnny.
So, Johnny, you were saying, say what you were saying, I'll just pass it on. What a wonderful guy I am and all that.
Continue to do the good works that come from your heart, from feeding, you know, like, people and stuff. And because, you know what, like, if it wasn't for you, then people, like myself, I'd be digging out the garbage can. And if it wasn't, you know, for the garbage can, I'd be like, I don't know.
Well, I know Food Not Bombs feeds a lot of people. I'm not Food Not Bombs, but I'm a supporter of Food Not Bombs.
Whatever you are, you are you, and all you can do is just be you. And you know what? If anybody says anything different, then you know what? Like, they just let them worry about their own whatever, you know, and just fucking. I hate people, actually, but you know what? Like, thank you, you know.
Hey, thank you. You take care of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, it comes like that.
All right, if you've got new reports, let me know.
New reports. He needs a new motor for his bike. Yeah, that someone wash his little scooter.
Here's a car.
Robin Norris fucking goddamn scooter fucking freak scooters.org. Oh, gosh, dude, it's fucking.
The camp that Pirate has in the corner right next to Santa Cruz Community Credit Union at the far end of this parking lot has a large green camp tent. Table, numerous chairs, and parking up to a couple of vehicles. I'm going to research a little more, a little closer. Quick report on what went down today here. Were you here when the cops came? Or?
No, I wasn't. We've just been loving each other and being a tight community and keeping each other closed, sheltered from what we have, and fed.
And we've been talking with?
the Queen.
Thank you, Queen. It's about 5:30. Keith has gone to get more food and hasn't returned. But here's a man who's been around for a number of years. Tim, what's happening with you're indoors these days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yet here you are at Food Not Bombs as a supporter, as an interested observer, as a socializer, a drug dealer perhaps.
Just here for the food.
You are here for the food.
But I do have a major announcement from Black Lives Matter.
What is that?
They've decided to change their name. You know, their membership is only 1 in 6 people are actually black, and all their money goes to white politicians, namely Joe Biden.
Now, Joe is my favorite guy. Him and Don together.
And they also advocate for things like the destruction of the nuclear family, which doesn't help anyone, especially the black community. So they've decided to change their name. They were thinking about White Guilt Matters, but they've decided to keep their initials, even though they stole them from the Bureau of Land Management. But BLM now stands for Burning, Looting, and Mayhem.
I see. So you don't approve of the protests. You think they're a mistake.
Well, you know I think Black Lives Matter has hit upon something. You know, with this defund the police, that it could bring Black Lives Matter and the KKK together. Because not only does it allow for Black Lives Matter to do burning, looting, and mayhem, but it also allows the KKK to do more lynchings and burn and cross-burning.
Now, are you suggesting that the people in Black Lives Matter are doing burning, looting, and mayhem, that those are the people who are doing this, or that they are... Some people say it's fringe groups, some people say it's opposition groups, some people say it's the police, but you have a different thought on that?
You mean like Antifa?
No, I don't. But I suppose some people might say that too. But you blame left-wing groups for all these. In other words, your concern is, well...
Funded by Soros, who do you think is leaving those pallets of bricks for the rioters?
Do you think the protest then should stop so that everyone should go home and forget about these issues? What's your thought?
Yeah, they're just being used as cover for an insurrection.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, we disagree on this issue, but hey, pirate! Pirate! Were you around when the cops came earlier?
Yep.
You want to give me a quick update on how that went?
Apparently, this parking lot is going to be refuge for the evacuees from the fires.
Did you get a time on that or a date?
On when it was going to be like that?
Yeah.
Well, they're talking about move. Like, I think they were talking about coming and getting his stuff today to get it out of here. So I imagine soon, like tomorrow. I don't know.
Who told you this? Jones, perhaps?
Jones and True Blood.
And how many... pictures that Keith broadcast showed a number of police sort of swarming over your area.
Yeah.
Were you driven away? Were you... What happened?
Sort of. I mean, like, they're like, you got to move or we're going to start citing you and then arresting and stuff like that. So I'm just like... I'm like... I'm like honestly just here trying to help Ben out, you know? Like, it's not like I want to actually stay here. You know, I've got other places I could be.
And what is Ben's reaction?
Ben, but like he's like not. It doesn't even seem like he's helping himself right now. And
is he still here?
Yeah, he's right over there. He's right with the bag, garbage bag.
And that's the man whose car you were defending.
Yes. Yeah.
And is he still facing legal problems himself? Is his vehicle still sitting in an impound somewhere?
Just tickets, I think.
And what about you? You are the one, of course, who's due to be hauled into court for your criminal behaviors.
Yeah.
When is that going to happen? October something, right?
I don't know. I got the date in my wallet.
9/11.
Yeah.
So you're... that's the same day that Allende was overthrown, not to mention the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
Taken down.
Yeah.
Well, what's your sense of... It sounds like you're not sure what actually is going to be happening here, or you're feeling that this camp is going to be disassembled?
I mean, like, they've been trying to get us out of here pretty much since we got here, and they've been ticketing and threatening to take the stuff, and they haven't, so, like, who knows?
How many cops showed up?
I didn't count. I was just like, I don't know, they're letting me get out of there and move my stuff, so...
How many cars did you see? Police cars.
I mean, that I saw, like 3, 4, maybe 5.
No bag lunches?
Not this time.
Anything, any thoughts about what's happening elsewhere? Do you spend much time visiting other encampments?
Not really. I mean, like, I just helped my friend where she was camping, and her stuff just got, like, looted and vandalized, so...
Where would that be? More or less.
You know, the, like, right, you go across the levee, and you know, when you hit the end over here, like, before you get to Lost Girls Bridge, there's that park and that field where people can walk their dogs.
The skateboard park is, or it's further on?
No, further down than that.
And how many people are camped out there? Is it just...
There's only her.
Her camp was... You think it was done by authorities, or was it done by...
No. Somebody, because they, you know, they just took some things, and then they dumped, like, soda all over the place.
Yeah. Dig it.
And took her weed.
Not much... You don't spend much time at the containment camp over in the benchlands, or...
not much.
Really?
I went down there. Like before they fenced it all, or like right after they first started fencing it all off, just to like get some dog food and have let the dog that we had have some like closure or something.
Any reports from the shelters? Whether it's Laurel Street or the Armory or
The cops are suggesting those areas, but like I don't want to go to them.
Are they actually areas that are open, or is that just the blanket thing they use to get people to move?
Probably just the blanket thing. I don't know. You know, I haven't gone and actually checked it out because I don't really want to.
Any sense of the impact of the evacuees from other areas of the county, and even outside the county because of the fires? And what impact this has had on homeless folks who are here?
Sorry, I spaced out. I was thinking about my last comment.
Yeah, that's all right. In other words, some folks have been moving in, and because filling up evacuation areas, one of the pretexts for moving on Food Now Bombs may be using this area as an evacuation center.
Yeah.
Has that had much impact on other homeless people you know who currently live here?
I mean, like, it has an impact. Yeah, it does, because, you know, like, there's people coming into this town from other towns that have become now homeless because of the fires, but now they're trying to kick out the actual homeless that are here so they can provide shelter for them. Like, how is that fair? You know, like, it doesn't seem right, you know?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
What do you think what's the impact among people who are living here? What are they growing angry, getting, you know, just getting more depressed, moving out themselves?
So, a friend of mine, it's annoying to me, you know, because, like, I'm just trying to fucking help my friends and help myself and help anybody else I can. And then they're coming through just giving me tickets and stuff, and, like, I don't feel like I'm doing anything wrong. It's like, why are you doing that sort of thing?
Have you or any other homeless people you know have been able to use the homeless shelter center? And I don't mean the old-time ones. I mean, like, the new ones, the Civic Auditorium.
I actually went to the Civic Auditorium the other day to take a shower.
How'd that go?
Well,
they didn't stop you.
They're not really on your ass, you know, like making sure that, like, you know, you're doing what you're doing or whatever.
Didn't march up and said, I was here before, I'm a homeless person, I'm not an evacuee and I want a shower, and they said, sure, come on in, or they said, get the fuck out, nothing like that.
No, but we just went up there and was like, we heard that you guys were letting people shower, and didn't say anything about whether we were homeless or evacuees or anything like that.
Did it look full when you were there?
No, it was like, we, no line, we just walked right in.
And what about
names.
Did you see the space where people were camped?
Yeah.
Did that look full?
Yeah. It didn't look very big either.
Any word about the Veterans Hall? You know, any people who are living down there?
No.
Anything you want to comment on that maybe I've not mentioned that you think is an important thing that people should know about who may or may not be listening to this, of the five people who listen to my show?
I don't know. Ben is still trying to get a van. Like, one of the, like, True Blood was, like, asking how he could help, and I mentioned the fact that, like, he needs help getting a van, and then he was like, I might be able to help with that, you know? Like, so, there's that.
True Blood is a cop.
Yeah. But there's also, like, the fact that Ben's trying to get a van, so he because he can't get his other vehicle because it's not worth it. So he's...
And you will be reminding us that...
He's planning to get a new van.
A couple months ago, you defended Ben's van when the police were trying to take it.
His car?
His car, sorry. Yeah. And he now needs a van because his car is...
Yeah, the van seems like the best option.
Well, I guess I'll leave it there. Is there anything you want to add?
Besides that, I don't know.
And we've been talking with?
Marty, a.k.a. the Pirate.
Thanks, Marty.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm trailing behind this guy. What's your name again, sir?
I'm still Keith.
Well, Keith, you're here at India Joe's.
Picking up the food, moving the food, picking up the food.
Has there been a particular demand on food today, more so than usual? This is a Friday.
A lot more people, it seems like, yeah. Yeah, we're out of food.
And you put out an appeal earlier concerned with, you have some very nice pictures of Sergeant Jones.
Yeah, they came in, and then Herb gave me the indication he thought the cops would come in today and get us, but it turned out Herb really wasn't intending that to be the his.
He was mistaken in that regard?
Well, he was like only... he made it sound like, yeah, I think they're going to cut you today. And then he was like, well, maybe not.
What I heard from Pirate was, I just interviewed him, that he was told that it's an evacuation zone, as you had said in your email, and that people had to be gone by today or tomorrow or something like that.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of... And it's not clear whether it's us or them or both of us or what's really going on.
And has Food Not Bombed has been directly addressed by the police, by the city manager, or by anybody else, as far as you know?
No, just the city manager makes these statements and meetings and to...
Maybe they're hoping you'll simply hightail it and move to another city.
I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know, but yeah. People get the impression that they're trying to figure out some way to get rid of us. Yeah.
Now, what about any? Have you heard of any Black Lives Matter type protests in solidarity with the murder of, well, opposing the murder of Jacob Blake?
Well, he wasn't murdered, thankfully.
No, I'm sorry, paralyzed. The 7 or 8 shots in the back that he got.
Yeah. So I don't know of any protests, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's kind of. There should be some protests. There should always be protests. Man, fuck these people.
You haven't heard of any happening?
No, I don't know any particular ones.
Has the arrival of the evacuees...
Okay.
And we've been talking with...
Keith with Food Not Bombs. I'll be down there with food. Woohoo!
All right, so check him out down there. It's at Laurel and Front Street. And it's from, 4 to 6 on weekends, 12 to 6 on weekdays.
Yesterday, in a follow-up interview, I briefly caught a quick comment or two from Keith McHenry, and here's that.
So I'm on the line with Keith McHenry. Today's August 29th. It's around, 20 to 4. Keith, you're preparing to do another meal down there on a Saturday meal, the 4 to 6 meal. Anything new since you were concerned yesterday that there might be police activity authorized by Martine Bernal against the Food Not Bombs COVID site where you've been feeding for the last 3 months?
Or longer. I don't know how many days. All in all, we've been out there 160 some days.
Right.
So this is, they didn't show. A lot of the people that lived in the parking lot actually just moved over to, up onto the levee to avoid getting more tickets. Mm-hmm. And then there was a pretty large letter writing campaign to Bernal, and which I think it had an impact. We were not totally sure what would happen. There was speculation by some people who had been watching this since the 60s, the city council and Bernal and all that, since Bernal got into office, that were very concerned that they will use the pretext of opening up Kaiser Permanente Stadium for a relief center, that would ultimately result in that family going, oh, we'll need the parking lot, we'll have to get rid of it. So far that hasn't been the case.
However, they have announced today that they are opening up that center, at least as an information center. That was posted today.
Yes. So that might be all really that's happening, and that, like a lot of these emergency programs that they are trying to hobble together, they're not really sure of the details, and just like the triage center happened, that only lasted one day. So mm-hmm. You kind of don't, it's pretty clear it's not well thought out. Aren't really sure what's going on.
Now, has anyone gotten tickets? I know you were very concerned yesterday, but when I came by later in the day, you mentioned around noon there were some problems with the arrival of police. And then I came by around 3:30 or 4, and I spoke to Alicia Cool, who was parked there. Pirate, of course, who was camped there, or at least visiting Ben in his camp. He said that he was concerned that he seemed pretty, relaxed about it, but he said he was told by police that the area would be cleared within a day or two. But have you been back there since? Have you seen anything going on?
They've been doing what? I'm sorry.
Pirate said yesterday that there would be clearing by police. Maybe he was told by the cops. Of course, who knows how truthful or how accurate or how winds of change they are, that there would be clearing today or yesterday. Have you been back to the lot yourself to see if there's been...
Well, the people that were all camping around where Ben and them are were hanging around down there, but all their stuff was up on the levee. So that, I think, they just basically were, trying to not get tickets, but... And then I didn't get any. We had people. We kept the relief center open all night, just to make sure everything was okay, and to be in solidarity. So
now the issue of tickets is something that one would think they wouldn't be doing during this shelter-in-place suggestion or decree or recommendation by the Center for Disease Control. But Martin Bernal, the city manager, has been seeking more authority to roust people from the Poganip, to change personnel hiring procedures, to, if not deputize, at least expand the ticket-giving powers of all city employees. And he has been apparently... Well, he's moved along several people. We've talked to Cooper DeAngelo and her partner, Russell, who were told they were getting a citation under simply for disobeying an order of the city manager to move from, I think it was in front of the post office where they reappeared about a week ago, and then they were moved to another spot, and they finally taken refuge in this area up, as you heard in this broadcast, near the county building, not in the benchlands, or I guess it's on what they hope is county property, immune from police activity. I have my doubts about that, but they have their own experience and their own information, and we'll see how that works out for them. But inside the parking lot where Food Not Bombs is serving food at Front and Laurel Street, the pretext that could be used to drive everyone away or to just give everybody $200 to $300 citations is the what I call the parking lot panic law, which makes it illegal to be in a parking lot unless you're walking directly through or unless you are going to pick up or park a vehicle, which is that can be either a bicycle or a car, and then you only have 15 minutes to do it, or 30 minutes if you are handicapped or disabled. And that hasn't been used against Food Not Bombs recently, but it is on the books. It was created by Supervisor Coonerty when he was a council member in the Santa Cruz City Council about 10 years ago, well, 15 years ago now. So we'll see how that goes. Let's listen to the rest of this interview from Saturday on the phone with Keith McHenry.
How did that go?
They never came, which is great.
So that would be the first time since the town clock when you kept the relief center all night open, right?
Yes, it was. Yes, that was.
Huh.
Yeah, after the town clock, we started doing breaking down in the evening.
Of course, the fires have been a particular cause for concern, but the COVID thing has been something that you've been focused on for months. Everybody's been focused on that to some extent. Has there been any indication of any changes? I know I've gotten information that generally had information, or I don't know if it's rumors, but it seems to me they're filling up motels at least with some people. Do you have any more information on that? That was a big issue that you, Alicia Cool, and other groups.
It does seem like some people are finally getting into motels. I don't know if it's a. People are still coming looking for motel rooms. There's certainly no real clear path to how to do that. So that's been a real problem. It's been really interesting. And the other thing is that, because you have people coming in that are escaping the fire, then you have people that have lost their apartment, maybe not even in Santa Cruz, but run into people that came up here because they were told in Monterey it would be a lot better services up here. So I hear that a couple of times a week. Of course, there's still threats to tow cars. You hear that all the time. That's really unfortunate during a pandemic that people would have to worry about losing their homes to the police aggressively ticketing them.
I'm thinking you may have more information since you are on the edge of starting this meal at 4 o'clock down there. Maybe we should get back to you after the meal is over. What do you think?
That would be a good idea. Yeah, I'll know more once I'm done feeding everybody, or once I'm in the middle of feeding everybody. Cool. Okay.
All right. Well, chuckle on, old man.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just gotta get some things off my chest. Tough times, I hope y'all holding up. We'll be alright, cause we always is. But I'm feeling like this.
How many mothers have to cry? How many brothers gotta die? How many more times? How many more times? Blind, cause when they're killing mine, they'll try to justify it. Oh, each and every time, playing in the park, taking you a jog, sitting on the couch in your own house. Never seen a matter what we do. You think we don't matter, but we do. You got a problem cause the city on fire, but you're quiet when niggas die. Let the soul about that body that we buried. You were God, now you no longer have to worry. It's so hard to sing these words out loud. All these beautiful, precious black lives lost in the name of senseless white pride. Tears falling from us. How many mothers have to cry? How many brothers gotta die? Slaves, let my people fly. Now it's time, watch my people rise. How many mothers have to cry? How many brothers gotta die? How many more times? How many more times?
And that was Trey Songz, 2020 Riots, How Many Times. And that's about it for this edition. Sort of was on the fly. Now I'm back at home here for this edition of Bathrobes Pierre's Broadsides. Sorry that I've been missing some of these shows, but that's just how it goes when you're wandering around with a few shirts, a bathrobe, and somebody else's laptop. So we do what we can, and if you have any comments, have any news breaks, any news briefs you want to pass on to me, disagree with something you've heard on the show, have more information about something, want your voice out there, give me a call at 423-4833, 423-4833. We aren't broadcasting. We will be streaming again. That's what I've been assured by the Free Radio Santa Cruz engineers, so hopefully that'll be happening. And again, give me a call with updates. And in the meantime, see something happening that doesn't look right, stop and video it with your phone if you got a phone. Watch it with your eyes. Make notes as to who's doing what. And get in touch and then post it online. Let people know what's happening. That's the only way we can break through this the barrier of false information or no information that a lot of us are subjected to a lot of the time.